Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
I've heard generic financial advice all my life. Like, don't buy fancy coffee every day. But I like my daily dose of vanilla latte. Luckily, having an account with SefCube means I know how to manage my money in a way that works for me. And their mobile app makes it easy to keep track of my spending and budget for my coffee treat. Now, I'm doing things my way.
SefCube, not a bank. Better. Learn more at cefcu.com. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. And today, we have this article that I'm going to be going over. It says, 7 chess hot takes that are just true. And I worry that most of these are just not going to be true. I don't know. We're going to see their explanation, and I'm going to share my opinion on why this person's hot takes might be trash. Anyway, let's get started. The first one, stalemate being a draw is awesome. If there's one thing I cannot understand, it's why on earth would anyone have a problem with stalemate being a draw? Facts. First thing that he said, facts. I think we can just end it with the first line, but let's go into this explanation right quick. Honestly, it's one of the best rules in chess. Yes, I understand that it makes no sense and it's confusing for beginners, but without stalemate, moments like this would never be possible. Okay, and it has a video right here. And if you want to see this article, his name is Pedro Pinhata, and it was published May 9th, 2024. Anyway, it says here, stalemates make chess more dynamic. It gives the losing side something to play for and keeps the winning side on their toes. Would you really be as excited to watch events like the Speed Chess Championship and the Bullet Chess Championship if you knew there would be no stalemate swindles? I doubt it. We're gonna stick with that. We're gonna stick with that. I'm not ever gonna argue with it. Not this one. Because I seen this article and it's gonna get heavy. And so I'm with you on that first one. I'm with you. We're part of the same team. I get you. Let's get to the next one. I don't want you to fail me now. Anyway, second one. Chess.com should come with a doomsday device. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Let's see. I do not possess the emotional structure required to know when to give up and stop playing. I simply cannot escape the just one win and I can stop trap. I've lost sleep, run late, and seen my rating tank countless times, and I'll just keep doing this for as long as I play chess. We live in an age of artificial intelligence, and we've seen how wonderful it could be. Can chess.com please use it to pull the plug on my account when they detect I'm entering yet another tilt-inducing losing streak? Preferably keep me from playing games for a few days as well. You know, that would actually be interesting if they put that as a function in chess.com, because there's been some moments where I lost 10 games straight and I wish somebody could have just pulled the plug after the fifth game. So I would actually say this to chess.com too. Put in a setting where after losing 5 games, pull the plug for 24 hours for me without me asking. And then I'll go outside and touch grass. I wouldn't be mad at that. Just let me do the setting, of course. Don't just implement that for me, for my own good. You know, let me decide if I want to do that. And yeah, I'll be happy. Now, this, that'd be crazy. It's like, no, playing online chess for the next 24 hours is deactivated. But you can still do puzzles. You can do everything else on the platform but play chess. And yes, you have to wait the 24 hours because you put in your settings that if you lost 5 games in a row, you have to wait. It's like every chess streamer nightmare. Anyway, next thing. Online chess is better than over the board. Heck no. I already knew we was going to get a bad take. I already knew this was going to happen. When I'm talking to all you degenerates out there, whoever says this, you might have to commit violence. I'm kidding, but obviously somebody doesn't know what they're talking about. He's already mocking me, so that's why I had to say my piece before I read this next comment. I can already hear the cries of the boomers, but it's time someone admits that playing chess over the board is less than optimal. Playing online is simply easier, faster, and more fun than using real pieces. It's also much easier to carry around a phone than a chess set, and we know you're not playing over the board chess when you're in the toilet. Now, if you're thinking about writing an angry comment proving how stupid I am, please consider sending me a handwritten letter. After all, old school is so much better, isn't it? I just think he's trolling with that comment because, like, any person who doesn't have social skills would write such a comment. It's like, okay, bro, be a basement dweller, sit in your house, and play chess. Do what you want to do. But I actually want to communicate with people, go to chess tournaments, play over the board, and, you know, actually make real friends instead of Facebook friends and have a good time. And that would be my rebuttal to all that slander that you just gave us in this article against all of us people that like over the board chess better than online chess. I get not playing better over the board than online chess, but I think that's the thing where whatever you start on, you're just gonna play better on. But just what's with the sarcasm in that blog, bro? What did you expect was gonna happen in your comments? You wanted people like me to talk about this. It's like, dang, bro. I get it, but you need to chill. Anyway, people who play bullet chess are not okay. I like bullet chess, but I'm probably gonna agree 100% of what he's gonna say. If you have a friend who plays bullet chess, they need help. I'm not a huge fan of sitting down for hours to play a single chess game either, but I also think it's reasonable that you should invest more time into a chess game than you do in making a cup of noodles. Otherwise, your games will be as tasteless and unfulfilling as your cup-contained meal. Does that mean I don't enjoy watching players like GM Hikaru Nakamura and Daniel Nardisky play bullet? Not at all. They can create true works of art with mind-boggling speed. But let's face it, when regular players try to play a bullet chess, their art looks more like senseless doodles. Please don't look at my bullet games, by the way. I can agree with that. I can't fight with that. That's perfect. D4 is better than E4. Yes! Finally, we need a train of people who thinks like this. I'm sorry for all you E4 people, but you're gonna get a whole lot of slander with the next parts that I'm about to be reading. Yes, I said it. It's time for you to admit that D4 is way better than E4. I know you want to look cool and impress people with your daring and adventurous life choices, but you're only just kidding yourself, you know? The you know is crazy at the end of that. He literally said that. That wasn't just me putting a you know at the end of that sentence. He wrote you know. Regular players have no business playing E4. There's just too much theory, and that's not healthy. You have to know sharp lines in Italian, Roy Lopez, French, and don't even get me started on the Sicilian. Just play D4 and chill. You'll thank me later. Dude, I've been saying this all the time. Like, most beginners just need to switch to D4 and then they'll play better chess. Now, this next thing that I'm just not reading, let's not start this. We can't do this. The London is the best chess opening. Looks, even though I agree with playing D4, and D4 is my setup opening, that's what I enjoy doing, I will never agree with this. The London is the best chess opening is a wild statement. What is wrong with people that think like this? Let's see his explanation. While we're on the subject, let's pop another hard pill to swallow, shall we? If you're switching up to D4, you might as well go all in and play the London. I've already proved that the London is the best chess opening. As you can see, I was not canceled, though some people did remove their Instagram pictures with me. If we lose friends and we had a picture together, You can try to diss the London all you want. Your words cannot hurt anyone who's standing behind the protection of a beautiful pond triangle. That was so cringe. All right. Okay, what did he post here? Chess.com said the London system has a 100% win rate in world championship history. It probably does. Anyway, last one. You should never, never resign. Aw, man. This is going to get controversial. I might be in the middle, but we'll see. I know that GM Ben Feingold says you should never resign. After all, you might salvage half a point here and there. But at what cost, I ask you? I appreciate people's fighting spirit, but not when they're 12 points behind in material, have no counterplay, and their opponent still has 2 minutes on the clock. Not resigning is especially sinful when it happens on a daily game. Making your opponent ladder mate you while you play one move every 3 days is just plain evil. First of all, who's playing correspondence games nowadays? Secondly, I feel like players should still, even if you're 12 points behind, no counterplay, and their opponent still has 2 minutes on the clock, I think they should still play those positions. Because you know what they're going to learn? They're going to learn, first of all, don't get 2 minutes behind if you're in a losing position. Play faster if you know you're losing. Secondly, maybe save some of your counterplay. Keep pieces in the position if you want to win losing positions. If you want to like have a chance of winning losing positions. And thirdly, don't give away all your material like that. Those are three good lessons. You don't deserve to resign a game if you're not a titled player. If you're not a grandmaster, you don't deserve not to resign because you don't understand what it means to have counterplay still in a position. You don't understand what it means. You don't understand, especially as a beginner, because you don't understand how your level isn't really accurate when it comes to finishing off a game. So, nah, y'all can't resign ever. It's not the best idea. And psychologically, I know you're getting more angry the more pieces that your opponent has taken, but you still have to make somewhat decent moves and force your opponent to do better moves to try to checkmate you. It's gonna help in the long run, even though you think that is pointless. Anyway, this was a good article, I thought. You'll both have more fun if you accept your fate and hit that new game button. Nope. Does he have any last things that he wants to talk about? What was the comments after this? He said, all wrong except first two. What? All wrong except first two? Wait a minute. What was the first two? Somebody is a draw. Awesome. And online chess. Oh, whoa. People actually agree with that online chess take? Nah, bro. Bro, what is going on? Oh man, we got this person, top comment, somebody arguing that e4 is the better opening than d4. He said e4 is more flexible than d4. Wrong. If you don't remember theory, you can improvise with some passive development moves. Wrong. This guy already sounds like he's under 1000 elo. I don't care much if the opponent suddenly does move that are not known to me. I'm about 1100. It's close enough. Yeah, he sounds like an 1100. I just try to find a possible suspicious attack or trap and defend against it or develop normally. This is just an opinion, so you can argue, but I stick to e4. Like, see, you got to get up there. Dude, that's a player. You see what e4 is doing to young minds? That's a player that could be 1500 if they just admitted that d4 was better. If they just started playing d4, he wouldn't be 1100 anymore. Because this is the thing, there's a lot of E4 players that are really good and they just lose in stupid opening battles. But if you play D4, all of that goes out the window and then you gain like 300 rating points because you're actually playing real chess. You're not like battling people in their opening. Anyway, that was all that I have for today. Keep on fighting to the end, staying focused in chess and in real life too. Peace.